We continue now with Maseches Beitzah, Daf Vav Amud Aleph, on the top of the page, Amar Rava. Until this point, we have been discussing the laws of the second day of Yom Tov, a regular Yom Tov, Yom Tov Sheni Shagolios, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, and the Gemara is now going to continue this general discussion by way of a particular situation which had not been discussed earlier. Amar Rava Meis B'Yom Tov Rishon. We're talking about a situation, and Rashi clarifies, of a corpse which is awaiting burial on Yom Tov. We're not talking about a person who actually died on Yom Tov. The Gemara is going to clarify later on. In this particular situation, the person died at some point prior to Yom Tov, but we now find ourselves on the first day of Yom Tov, and there is a corpse that requires burial. So what are the options? To go ahead and to dig a grave on Yom Tov would certainly be prohibited. That would involve an Issa Daraisa, and there could potentially be other Issurim that are involved in the process of burial as well. However, Rava teaches, Achirish, Yis'askubo Amamim, that it may be delegated to non-Jews. Normally, there's a prohibition of Emir Lenachri, Emir Liachim, that a person is not permitted to instruct a non-Jew to do something which is normally prohibited for that individual. Shabbos Yom Tov, I can't go ahead and ask a non-Jew to do something for me. But we know that there are exceptions. In this particular situation, we're dealing with perhaps an overriding concern of Kavod HaMeis, respect and dignity for the corpse. And so therefore, Rava teaches a Chiddush that if we have a corpse which is awaiting burial, again, the circumstances to be discussed later, Yisasku Bo'amamim, that it would be permissible to go ahead and delegate this particular task to a non-Jew. However, Yom Tov Sheni, continues Rava, if we're talking about Yom Tov Sheni, the second day of Yom Tov, so at this point, Yisasku Bo'Yisrael, that it would be permissible for Jews themselves to involve themselves in this particular task. It's true, as we mentioned, digging a grave would definitely constitute an Issa D'oraisa, but over here, since we're still talking about Yom Tov Sheni, and as we discussed already, Yom Tov Sheni is only Midrabanan, Rava feels that in this particular case it would be permissible to have non-Jews be metapel with the mace and actually involve themselves in the mitzvah of Kvura. And continues Rava, Vafilu b'shnei yamim tovim shel Rosh Hashanah. And not only on a regular Yom Tov Sheni shel Galios, which we've already seen, that the second day is observed, Mishum Sveikat Yoma, but even on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, which according to some opinions is considered to be a Yom HaRichta, an extension of the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and so therefore there are certain chumras, there are certain stringencies that we impose on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, which do not apply in a regular day of Yom Tov Sheni. In this case, Rava says that it's permissible to go ahead and involve oneself in the mitzvah of Kvura on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah. Masha'ein came to Beitza, and this is not so by Beitza. What does that mean, this is not so by Beitza? So we've previously seen that according to some opinions, including Rava, Rabbi says that we pass him like Rav, a Beitza Shinol de Bazeh, a Surah Bazeh. A Beitza which is laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah may not be consumed on the second day of Rosh Hashanah because we treat it as Yom HaRichta, Kedusha Achas. But over here, Rabbi points out that even though it's true, even though I hold that you cannot have a Beitza on the second day, apparently this is different, and perhaps you would have thought that maybe there's some contradiction here. Rabbi says, I'm aware of the fact that when it comes to Beitza, I have ruled stringently. However, when it comes to a mace, a corpse that requires burial, so there is a leniency that we will apply in the second day of Rosh Hashanah, even though apparently it would seem that that seems to be inconsistent with the ruling regarding Beitza. That's the din of Rava. Continues the Gemara, four lines to the top. Nahardoi Amri, the Chachmi Nahardoi, the sages who lived in Nahardoi, disagreed with Rava, and they said, Af Bebeitza. What does Af Bebeitza mean, says Rashi? Af Bebeitza Noldu Bazem Uteros Bazem. That even when it comes to an egg, on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, an egg which was laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah could be eaten on the second day. And why is it? So they explain their position. The Mai Daitech, what is your reason for being concerned? Why is it that we add the stringency, which applies on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, which doesn't apply in the other days of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios? Dilma Ma'abi Leila Elo, because we remember the original concern that we have, that Edom are going to come late in the day, and that's going to cause us to go ahead and to extend the month of Elul, thereby creating a second day which is going to be considered a Yom HaRichta, an extension of the first day. If that's your concern, Ha'amar Rav Chinin Bar Kahana Marav, so Rav Chinin Bar Kahana told the name of Rav, Mimos Ezra Ve'elach Lo Motzinu Elul Mu'ubar, that from the days of Ezra and onwards, it never happened. Says Rashi, it's true, there was a Takana. Limnos Miyom Sheini V'lasu Shnei Yomim. Even though it's true that there was a takana, lo ira shabo edim and amim chalomala, it never actually occurred. Chutz mi otzo apam, except for that one incident, the incident which the Gemara recorded earlier, which led to the takana, because there was a kilkul, because the Levim and the Beis HaMikdash sang the wrong Shir Shel Yom, so that particular incident led to this takana. However, in reality, it never happened again. And so therefore, even though it's true there was a takana, that if the Edom would ever come after Zman Mincha, so that would mean we would automatically observe 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, and the second would be considered to be an extension of the Kedusha of the first day, but the reality is it never happened. And so therefore, since the Metzias proved in reality this never happened, so the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah do not retain that status of considered to be Kedusha Achas, and the second day of Rosh Hashanah is afforded the same status as we apply to other second days of Yom Tov, namely that it's observed Mishum Sveka Yoma, and so therefore Narzoi say that after Beit, you want to come to an egg, Nol Gavazeh, Muteras Gavazeh. The Gemara now continues and elaborates on Rava's ruling earlier regarding the permissibility of a Jew to go ahead and to bury a mace on the second day of Yom Tov. Amar Mar Zutra, Lo Amron Elo Dishtai, the permission that was granted by Rava to go ahead and to perform the burial of a Jew, that is only true in a situation where there was a delay, and therefore there's a concern that the corpse will decompose, will decay, and again, we're concerned about the Kavod HaMeis, about Loishtai. But if there had not been any delay, let's say a person died right then and there, Mashinam Leis, so then we would definitely postpone the burial until after Yom Tov. So Mar Zutra comes along and qualifies Rava's ruling. And it says it's true that Rava sounds like a tremendous kula, but even Rava was only talking about a scenario in which we were genuinely concerned regarding a matter of decay. But normally, if a person passes away, there's a certain period of time following the Misa, following the death, in which there's not going to be a need to go ahead and to rush, to expedite the burial, and to delay a certain period of time until Yom Tov ends would not be a problem. So the situation, Mar Zutra says, that we're talking about over here, it was where there was already a delay, and so therefore we have to come up with a leniency to allow this person to be buried as soon as possible. Ravashi disagrees. Ravashi Omar, Afa Gaftu Loishtai. Even if there had not been any delay in burial, and even if there's no concern about the corpse decomposing, Nami Lo Mashin Aleh, we would still not go ahead and delay the burial until after Yom Tov. My time, and what's the reason? So Ravashi says, because you have to sheni legabe meis kichol shavur rabbanon. Because when it comes to Yom Tov sheni, Chazal say that as far as the din of kavura is concerned, as far as dealing with the corpse, it is considered to be like a regular weekday. It's true that Chazal said we have to observe the second day of Yom Tov, and we have to treat it like the first day of Yom Tov, legabe many dinim. However, when it comes to something which is such a pressing matter, when it comes to a mitzvah which is as important, the mitzvah of kavura, so in this particular scenario, Chazal never goes on the second day of Rosh of Yom Tov, that it should have the status of Yom Tov, and it's considered kachol. It's like a day of kachol. Afilu l'megaz le'glima u'l'megaz le'osa. Even as far as the permissibility of cutting a glima, which is a material, Rashi says over here, we're talking about shrouds, burial shrouds, tachrichim, or even to go ahead and cut a hadas, a branch that is used customarily to place inside of the aron with the mace. In other words, there were customs that we have, radinim, that involve other prohibitions, not only actually go ahead and dig a hole, which we already pointed out would normally involve an issa d'oraisa, but even in other things which are not essential for the kavura would also be permissible in this situation. Why? Because he says, you have to shade in the gamineis kechol shavuyur abanan. Then when it comes to the matter of burying the dead, so Chazal considered the matter of burial to be more pressing, overriding, and so therefore Yom Tov Sheni is considered kechol, is considered like a regular weekday as far as this obligation is concerned. The Gemara now presents one more view regarding this discussion, and that is Ravina. Amar Ravina, Ravina comes along and he said, Vohe'idna, nowadays the ita chavre chashina. Nowadays that there are chavre, we'll explain in a moment, so we're actually concerned about the implications of allowing a burial on Yom Tov Sheni, and therefore today the heter of Rava no longer applies. What's chavre? So Rashi says, Uma rishosha hoi b'mei parsim. This, we're talking about a very cruel nation, people that were essentially oppressing the Jews in the days of the Parsim, the Kofin of Israel, Asos Malachtan. And they would force Jews to work under all circumstances, even on Yom Tov. Ubi Yom Tov, Hayu Nidachim Mehen, Ayyidei Sha'amim Lehen, Shiyam Tov. So people would go, and on Yom Tov, they would plead with their employers and say, listen, I know that you want us to work all the time, but it's a holiday for us, and please, please allow us to stay home and not to work on Yom Tov. So they were facing religious persecution, and it was very difficult as it is. And if now they see that we go ahead and we conduct funerals on Yom Tov, and they see that we're going ahead and we're digging a grave to bury the dead, so that Yachufos on Lemlacha, then we have no chance whatsoever of being able to persuade them to allow us to continue to observe the Yom Tov. And so therefore, Ravina said it could very well be that at some point in time, Rabbi was correct, that there was a hetzer to go ahead and to be mechala, well, it's not really chil, but to do what would normally be considered a violation of Yom Tov Sheni in order to go ahead and bury the dead. However, once the circumstances changed and the Jewish community was facing religious persecution and it was very difficult to allow, to achieve the sort of freedom necessary in order to observe Yom Tov properly, it was great concern, and if they saw that they were doing burials, so then they would consider that to be hypocrisy and say, that's it, you see, you can do malacha when you want to do malacha, and therefore you absolutely have to go to work. And so therefore, Ravina says, so here in the nowadays, this heter does not apply.